You are tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, perched atop Burnaby Mountain and broadcasting on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh peoples. And I'm Garen Fitzgerald, and you're listening now to Extra Tonal. Thank you, Matthew, for that wonderful handoff. And oh my gosh, he does spoil me with his musical picks. What was that, the Brandenburg Concerto in one of those tunes? I don't know. Made it major, but whatever. Yeah, so, hi. How's it going, peoples? Garen Fitzgerald, Extra Tonal. And it's been a long week for me. I just started my first ever, like, 9-to-5 job, which is actually 10-to-6. And it's been a little more tiring than I anticipated. I've done freelance my entire life, which is a lot of running around, a lot of unusual hours and what have you. But there's usually time to, like, you know, take a break, sit down, you know, chill out for a minute. But boy, howdy, I'm working at this Long McQuaid and Poco now, and I love the job, don't get me wrong, but I'm tired. I just finished up my first week. I'm actually, Wednesdays and Thursdays are now my weekend, and it's going to take me probably a couple weeks to get used to, but great coworkers, great environment, really enjoying it. The only downside is that I get an employee discount, and they have really handy financing options, which is basically just like, oh yeah, take the thing, pay it off over time. And that's very enticing. Let me just say, there's quite a list of things. I have my wish list for my home studio, and I'm just looking at all this equipment lying around me in shiny new boxes with really attractive pricing because I have a discount, and I'm just like, nope. No. Limit yourself before you spend your entire paycheck on wonderful, shiny new toys to make music with. So that's been my week, and it's been a good one so far. But yeah, tonight I've got some interesting things for you that I've dug out of the CJSF playlist here. I found this woman named Joanne Hetu. I'm probably butchering the name. She's from Montreal, and she has an interesting history. She's been making music for more than 30 years and started off in kind of like rock music territory, like new rock music territory. She plays alto sax and sings. But in that time, she kind of started moving more towards composition. And the album that I found of hers is called El Asunt Multidire. I'm really terrible at French. I apologize. The playlist for this will be available on the cjsf.ca website, where you can go into the programming tab and find my show Extra Tonal. I'll have it up there for you, as well as a link you can click to listen to past episodes. So I apologize for my terrible pronunciation, but there are places to find out what I'm trying to say. And this album's uses a really interesting combination of, like, experimental vocal techniques and percussion, and then saxophone, and, like, instruments you wouldn't really usually expect to hear in a kind of modern music exploration. But for Joanne here, apparently that's just kind of her bag. She's mostly self-taught, apparently, and she just took what she knew and expanded on it. And I gotta say, listening to the album, I was walking around town just listening to it in my headphones. It was a trip. There's this one track, I'm not gonna play it tonight because I thought it was a little too difficult for radio, but I highly recommend checking it out, where it sounds like it's not just her singing. There's other singers backing her up, but they're all singing simultaneously, and a lot of it sounds like onomatopoeia. Like, they're kind of trying to recreate the sounds of a machine with their voices. And I don't know, it's super neat. I don't know. It kind of just made me excited to listen to it. And, you know, but yeah, so tonight I got the three tracks I'm going to play of hers. Elle n'a pas de mot, Mot Ella, and Lumière. And I just thought these three pieces kind of flowed nicely together. And the first two are actually, you know, adjacent to each other in the album. Lumiere is further deeper into the album. But interesting sounds. And I thought I'd like to share them with all of you beautiful radio people out there. And speaking of you beautiful radio people, if you want to chime in, if you want to send me a message, which I can see on this second bank of computer monitors, because we are high tech here at CJSF. We have monitors galore. But if you want to send in a message and like have me read it out on air, if you don't want me to say your any identifying information, just, you know, put an asterisk at the beginning, and I will not read your name or anything like that if it pops up. But the number you can send me a message at is 778-782-2573. And those last four digits, if you got one of those fancy alphanumeric phone pads, spells out CJSF. So that's 778-782-CJSF. So if you feel like chiming in, if there's something you want to say about the music you're hearing, if you want to share a thought or a feeling or anything like that, please reach out. I will see it pop up on this secondary monitor. Apparently, I haven't seen it happen yet. Hint, 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 hint. Somebody send me a message. It'd be funny. But yeah, so let's get into these tracks because they are quite fun. I had a lot of fun listening to them. So here we go. This is Joanna Hetu. And the first of the three tracks we're listening to are El Napa de Mot, Mot El A, and Lumiere.
Thank you. Longue soif. Bouche crache. Voici. Chama la chante par gala la mara ta voix, mi sou sou pa ma salavi, mi sou sou pa ma soupir, ma chama la chante par gala la mara ta voix, mi sou sou pa ma salavi, mi sou sou pa ma soupir. Soupir, soupir, soupir. Je chante la muse, conte. Go! El A Motadine Mon El A Mon à dire Mon El A Motadine Mon El A Mon El A Motadine Mon El A Mon à dire Mon El A Motadine Mon El A Mon El A Motadi mo el a mo el a motadi mo el a mo a dir mo el a mo el a motadi mo el a mo el a mo de ta.
That was just Jean Hette from Montreal. and a few tracks from her album Elle Sont Montadire. And yeah, if you, like me, thought that was an experience, I would agree. This is Extra Tonal. My name is Garen Fitzgerald, and you are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, either by dial or hyperlink. You could be listening online through the CJSF.ca website. Who knows? It is a mystery, even unto me. But yeah. So, yeah, I thought it was super interesting, like the textures and the instrumentation for those songs. The vocal stylings were a lot of fun for me to listen to. I kept giggling. I don't know, especially like when the accordion came in on that last track. I was just like, "Ooh, that was sneaky! That's so sneaky! You barely heard it come in." You're like, "Wait, that's accordion." At least that's what I did. I don't know, but yeah, I thought tonight I would do a thing that I've been wanting to do for a while and just kept forgetting to do. And that is, for those of you in the area looking for something to do, I'm over here on the burnaby.ca website, searching up their community events, and they got some cool stuff coming up in the month of April. Nearest to us on April 9th, they've got a safe community series where you can come in and get information about how to stay safe in Burnaby. You know, look both ways before crossing the street, use the crosswalks. When driving, don't drive like a maniac. Stay off of Canada Way. The number of accidents I see there is just, well, it's a lot. April 10th, we got Lache Sorcel and Roma Jazz coming, which is coming to us from Bucharest, Romania. And that's at the Shadbolt Center. Also a flea market April 11th. You might even catch me there, but you don't know what I look like, so sneaky. Although, yeah, I got to work now, so who knows what that day is. What is today? Today is the 8th, so yeah, I'll be working that day. And then they've got a series of environmental stewardship events. Environmental stewardship events where you can help protect and restore Burnaby's beautiful parks, which, given the weather, maybe not a bad way to spend a day. April 18th, oh, this looks really interesting, the Solidaridad Tango Fantasia, and this is a group of musicians performing some tango, which, given my history, I used to be in a tango group called, Coamorous in Korea, and we played a lot of Astor Piazzolla, which was a lot of fun. From up until April 19th, we've got an art exhibition for Bobby Burgers, who is a Vancouver-based artist known for her large-scale floral works. So just looking at the little screenshot there, that looks beautiful. It'd be nice to walk around and take a look at that, I can tell you. Also on Sunday afternoons until June 21st, there is opera on a Sunday afternoon. Also at the Shadbolt Center for the Arts. Now, tickets are $25 a pop for that. So, you know, maybe look ahead and see which opera you want to check. But, yeah, they put on some good shows there. We've also got some kind of city nature challenge going from April 24th to the 27th. And this seems to be an annual event, part of a global event, to observe and record the biodiversity of living things. And actually, you know what? Now that I recall, on the 22nd, we're doing 24 hours on this radio station of environmental recordings. As I forget the thing, it's something about a marshland? But yeah, Wednesday the 22nd. So my show will be preempted, but I'm planning on putting something together. Apparently I can send in some hour-long recordings, and I definitely plan on doing that. So you'll have something from me, even though it may not be this show. April 25th is International Dance Day, a free event at the Shadbolt Center for the Arts. March 29th until August 30th, apparently the mayor is going on walk and chats. So you can go walk and chat with the mayor, enjoy the outdoors, and have a chat with the guy who kind of runs the town, right? And then until June 1st, Arts Live and Artist Apprenticeship at the Burnaby Art Gallery. And I don't know what that is. But it sounds like it'd be pretty cool. It looks like it's for, you check out the work of SD41 grade 11 and 12 students in the artist apprenticeship program. So you'd be going out and supporting the young adults who are making some beautiful visual art for y'all to enjoy, courtesy of the Burnaby Education System. Yeah, so that's a whole lot of things to check out. And, yeah, I mean, if I'm not working, I'm definitely going to some of those. But let's talk about what songs I have next for you. So the next album I kind of dipped into, I picked three tracks off of, is a collaboration between Jean-Michel Blay and Lara Somogyi, pianist and harpist. What's the word I'm looking for? First guy is a pianist. The lady here is a harpist. And what's really interesting about this album, and I didn't know this on my first listen, I had to look it up later, is it is all improvised. And it was improvised in the Joshua Tree National Park in the United States. So these two met up and they're just like, hey, let's just play some music and record it and, you know, whatever. It doesn't have to be anything. And they just kind of threw it in their back pocket. And they showed it to one of their managers later. And the guy was like, dudes, my dudes, this is an album. You must release this album of music. It is beautiful. And they were like, what? You're crazy. And then they listened to it and they're like, oh my God, he's right. And so release it they did. The album's name is Desert, or Desert, sorry. I have a sweet tooth. Desert, which makes a lot more sense than dessert. But yeah, album's called Desert. It's called Desert. And the tracks off it that I chose for tonight are Dusk, Ascension, and Mirage. And yeah, these pieces, like, they're really meditative. They're really quite beautiful and great to listen to if you just need to chill for a minute. So I thought it'd be a nice contrast to the first chunk of music I played for y'all there. You know what? Let's just play it. Here we go. Jean-Michel Blay and Lara Somogyi off their album Desert, which is improvised.